Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst at Wealth Within. Today, I'd like to talk to you about the three laws to wealth creation. Now, these three laws I've taken to heart myself, and something I've learned over the last several years as I progress with my trading and my share market knowledge. So I really just wanted to share these three laws with you so that you can apply them to your own life as well. So there are three laws of wealth creation that have been around for thousands of years that go hand in hand with any investments you may make in your endeavours to become financially independent. In my experience, the most common reason people fail to achieve financial independence is due to lack of knowledge. For others, it's probably due to a lack of confidence in their abilities to apply that knowledge. However, I think that the following quote that I'll read in a second from American social writer and philosopher Eric Hoffer explains well why people may fail to be successful not only in investing, but in other areas of life as well. And this is the quote. "They who lack talent expect things to happen without effort. They ascribe failure to a lack of inspiration or ability or to misfortune rather than to insufficient application. At the core of every true talent, there is an awareness of the difficulties inherent in any achievement and the confidence that by persistence and patience, something worthwhile will be realised. Thus, talent is a species of vigour." Pretty interesting quote. Now, interestingly, many people are willing to spend years studying with the expectation that they will obtain a job that will pay enough money to enable them to sustain a desired lifestyle. Yet when it comes to educating themselves about how to create wealth, they never quite find the time. Instead, it's seen that the majority will generally just live from paycheck to paycheck, which means they have to work harder and longer to create the extra income that will satisfy their needs. The desire for individuals to really have whatever they want now and pay for it later means many forgo the required planning process for their retirement years. But this need not be the case, as it's never too late to get your investments in order. By simply educating yourself on the three laws to wealth creation, you can build a solid foundation and ensure you have a sustainable income during retirement. Now, based on my experience, I feel that many people don't give enough thought to these time-proven principles. So let me ask you this. Are you truly building a nest egg to ensure your financial independence during your retirement years, or are you treating your financial independence as a nice to have? So the three laws to wealth creation are: spend less than you earn, invest your surplus wisely, at least 10% of your income, and leave it alone so it can grow. Unfortunately, the majority of Australians do not obey the first rule of spending less than they earn and are therefore unable to move on. Out of those who do obey the first rule and move on to invest their surplus cash, many also fail to do their homework beforehand. As a result of their lack of knowledge in this area, they either don't invest wisely or are unable to leave their investments alone long enough to compound over time. So here's a breakdown of the three laws to get you back on track. So spend less than you earn. Now, it's usually this first rule that creates considerable angst for most people. This is because many do not have a budget or spending plan. Without one, though, how do you know how much you're actually spending or how much you can actually save? Usually, it's not until the end of the financial year that people realize just how much they have earned. But when spending habits are quantified, only then do we know how much we can save. So indeed, a spending plan is like a roadmap to financial independence. It provides you with a plan of attack that allows you to create your preferred reality. Now, I'm not going to go into budgeting here, as there's a heap of good books and also computer programs that can assist you with that. But essentially, this first rule is the crucial starting point for any investor. The second rule to creating wealth is to invest at least 10% of your income wisely. All too often, people do what is simple or easy rather than what is wise when it comes to investing. A wise investment, however, must give you capital growth and it must give you income. If an investment doesn't have both of these components, then someone else is benefiting from that component that you're not getting. The share and property markets give you both capital gain and income, making them two of the best investment vehicles for you to create wealth. Given the expense of investing in property, those who are not looking to start building wealth are wise to use the share market until they have sufficient capital built up for property. Once you invest, it's also important to consider how you'll manage your investment. In other words, you need to consider your exit strategy before you decide to invest. Most investors don't consider this because when they invest, they expect the asset to rise. Even though there is a likelihood for the asset to rise, the value of the asset is not realized until you sell. Consequently, this is considered unrealized profits as the asset could also fall in value. This was highlighted throughout 2008, with many retirees and prospective retirees seeing their nest eggs eroded by 30 to 50% or more. Therefore, you need to consider how and when you'll exit if your investment turns sour or does not perform as expected. Unfortunately, many investors mistakenly believe that if they have not sold a share that is falling in value, then they are not losing. However, this ignorant view is why most investors either lose money or break even when it comes to share market investment. The main point here is that the longer a stock continues to fall, the greater the effect on your overall profitability. In essence, allowing your losses to run into bigger losses turns a good investment strategy into an average one. The third rule to wealth creation is to leave your investments alone to grow. When you invest wisely, your money will normally earn you income and capital gains. When you reinvest these earnings, it yields additional income and capital gains because of the compounding effect. This also applies to income received from any tax rebates you might get as a result of investing. The rule is whatever comes from investing must be used to invest more or compound. Consequently, it is this rule that is the real key to wealth creation. Therefore, once you embark on your investment journey, you should leave your capital alone to allow it to grow. Only when your investments are generating income and growth that is equal to or better than what you earn from working should you consider using your investments or income for lifestyle purposes. Regrettably, the lack of knowledge about wealth creation for the average investor has the effect of intensifying the emotions of fear and greed, causing investors to react, and at times overreact, to market conditions, such as we have experienced in the past few years. In essence, this prevents many from becoming financially independent. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this was Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximize your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.